My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo will speak to the media in half an hour at 8:30, and we will take it live. And if he does not talk about the starting quarterback within the first minute, we will stop taking it live. I think I may have figured it out the way it's going to go at 8:30. Mayo is going to step up there 8:30 this morning. And then Robin Glazer is going to come out, and she's going to slowly start turning letters over to reveal the first name of the starting quarterback. Oh, we have a J. Okay.
Your category is proper noun.
Wheel of Fortune style. All right. Let's get to today's news. Or not, John.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
We have an update on the incident that shut down the Piscataqua.
Piscataqua?
Piscataqua.
Piscataqua Bridge.
All right.
I had trouble with it earlier, yeah. Queen, so don't worry about it.
Bridge this morning.
That's the big bridge that goes from New Hampshire into my adopted home continent of Maine.
Yes. The man that was on the bridge has been shot and killed by officials. The body of an 8-year-old child has been found inside of his car.
God.
He was wanted for allegedly killing a woman at a home in Troy, New Hampshire, and then driving through the night and ending up on that bridge.
Awful.
No names have been given yet, obviously, so we will keep you updated as we are updated. Officials will hold a press conference today at noon on college students returning to the city. The big warning is Sturrow Drive.
Okay.
And
so they're having a press conference to warn parents coming from other states that you can't drive your U-Haul into a bridge. Like, is that going to reach anybody? Like,
no.
Aren't they on the road now? Like, on their way here now? Like,
correct.
Okay. So a big press conference today with a warning about not Storrowing yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but so far in 2024, there have been 14 bridge strikes along Sturrow Drive. The record is 17. It was set in 2022.
Oh, okay.
We're close.
We'll see, there's not a ton of exits, so why won't you just put a statey at the exit to keep the trucks off?
Post a state police officer there every single day. Can't you fix the the GPS system or the put some kind of a warning thing up or
you would think they could raise
the bridges or lower the roads or I don't know. There's got to be some solution.
But you would think they could do the GPS thing with the technology, but that doesn't work. So it seems like we're gonna have to go back to the old school way of doing things and just put a stadie or a cop there and. Yeah. You know, paid them to do a detail and to keep trucks off this off Sterile Drive.
Yeah. Okay. The story that I think a lot of people in Twitch have been waiting for you and I to talk about, Greg, the Sandra Birchmore case took a wild turn yesterday. Former Stoughton Police Detective Matthew Farwell was arrested by a SWAT team at a shopping center in Revere. I believe Mitch has the video of that going down for those watching on Twitch and YouTube. He's been indicted in the death of Birchmore, who was found dead in her apartment in Canton in 2021, 3 months pregnant with his child. This news broke yesterday. Greg sent it to the group message, and then Greg called me. I have read stories as they've popped up about the Sandra Birchmore case. Mm-hmm. It was ruled a suicide. She was found with a belt around her neck attached to a closet door in her bedroom in her apartment in Canton.
Case was investigated by most of the same investigators with the Norfolk County DA's office who investigated the John O'Keefe death.
Correct.
Okay.
So
same people.
So once the Karen Reed stuff caught my attention, that is when I started hearing about Sandra Birchmore. But I should have, but I didn't go too deep on it. Yesterday, I spent a big part of my day listening to the only podcast that I found that even covered it remotely, and it's the Case podcast on Barstool. It's Kirk Minahan's podcast, and it's fascinating to listen to. It's really well done. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to listen to because this podcast was done back in 2022. The last episode I listened to was in December of 2022. So I'm listening to names that I now know because of the Karen Reed case, but Kirk is talking about it in regards to Sandra Birchmore because John O'Keefe is still alive at the point of this podcast.
All right.
And the overlap between the two, and let me just say, there have been so many text messages that have come out yesterday that in the indictment between Matthew and Sandra, this man was taking advantage of her from when she was like 14 years old.
Vile.
Disgusting.
He is reading these text messages. He is a vile human being.
Vile.
And it is disgusting what he did. And the federal government had to come in here and had to solve this because it was not being solved by the local people, which is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the least it's embarrassing. It's something more nefarious if it was done on purpose. And the fact that this guy, I think when he was arrested yesterday, one of his children was with him, and the fact that he was a police officer for this long and was able to nearly get away with this as Josh Levy, the acting attorney, U.S. attorney here in Boston, pointed out yesterday, almost got away with it, is disgusting.
And I know I was asking Wiggy during the break if he knew about this case. Mm-mm. So she, Sandra Birchmore, was part of like a youth police academy type after school program.
Okay.
And Matthew Farwell, as well as his brother, Billy Farwell, were both people that were involved in helping the youth and teaching them about law enforcement. And then they took advantage of this girl.
So they were like grooming them. All
but
right.
He took her virginity. This is all in the text messages. Took her virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And in these texts are like, I should have taken your virginity when you were 12.
It's gross.
Oh, damn.
No, it's disgusting.
It is the grossest.
It is gross. And the fact that the Massachusetts State Police trooper in charge of going through these text messages said that they had been there were 32,000 of them between the two of them, said that they had been deleted and they were unobtainable. Yep. The federal government found a way to obtain them
easily.
So this guy could be charged with the death penalty. I think he should.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, when you're charged with the death penalty, then people tend to sing. So I would assume that that is another intent, is to get this guy to who is facing the death penalty to start ratting any and all out who might have been acting in the wrong way, I would guess.
And to add insult to injury, listening to the Case podcast yesterday, they go into detail about the fact that his wife gave birth, I want to say, 12 hours after Sandra Birchmore died.
Yes.
They're now saying that they believe, because there's video of him going to her apartment and leaving her apartment, she never exits her apartment again.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that he strangled her.
Right.
And then he went and welcomed a new child into the world with his wife. Like, everything about this case actually makes me nauseous. It's so sick. And also to go into the background of Sandra and the fact that she was an oversharer and she was always texting people and on social media, messaging, Snapchat, whatever. And then you're telling me that, because he said he went there to break up with her, uh-huh. then he left, and then she committed suicide.
Mm.
At 3 months pregnant, when this girl wanted a baby.
No, Josh Levy yesterday was pointing out that she had, and they could have found this when they went there to investigate it, when the Canton police went there to investigate it, that she had a load of laundry in the wash and one in the dryer.
And she had gotten a package that day of a car seat for a baby.
Yeah.
She had everything about it. So there, we have audio from Josh Levy, okay. If you would like to hear it.
Yeah.
And when it became clear to Mr. Farwell that he could no longer control Sandra Birchmore, he allegedly silenced her permanently. This morning, Matthew Farwell was arrested on a federal grand jury indictment, charging him with one count of killing a witness or victim. Specifically, Mr. Farwell is charged with violating Title 18 United States Code 1512.
So it sounds like she was going to just have the baby and maybe potentially expose him for...
You can read all the text messages. Yeah. Somebody had, one of her friends had called the Stoughton Police Department. Mm-hmm. And told them what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who took the call at the Stoughton Police Department
mm-hmm.
did not go to the chief of the Stoughton Police,
mm-hmm.
went to this guy
yeah.
and said, this is what happened.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so then he could reach out to her and threaten her.
Right.
I'm allegedly. Hmm. It is disgusting.
Sounds it.
It's disgusting. And The DA's office should be embarrassed at the very least.
Right.
I mean, you're in charge of investigating this kind of murder.
Yep.
Or this kind of death. And to have another agency, the federal government, come in and do the work for you because your investigation is so shoddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being kind by saying shoddy, that you have to have somebody else come in and figure it out for you is an embarrassment. For the district attorney. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up. And then Jerod Mayo, as the quarterback turns, coming up at 8:30. We'll take him live from Gillette. Here's Courtney with what is trending right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good.
and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. And do we have some breaking news, Shine?
We may. Of course, it's not a report. It is speculation. Is that correct, Shine?
Yeah, according...
Rap sheet?
Yeah, according to Rap Sheet, Jerod Mayo had informed players in a team meeting that Brissett is the starting quarterback. Drake May will be the backup.
Okay, that must have happened a second ago. I hope Jelani Tavai made it there for the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. How the hell did that... Right? Okay.
How did that one leak out?
God. A player just in there texting?
I mean, do you think it was a player? Do you think it was Alex Van Pelt? Was it Jerod Mayo himself? I mean, who's informing Ian Rappaport immediately? I mean, the meeting could not have ended more than 2 minutes ago.
Probably, yeah.
It's okay.
All right.
We'll see what Jerod has to say.
He's got a mole in the house, Jerod. Be careful.
The Red Sox get another win, shutting out the Blue Jays 3-0. Tyler O'Neill had a two-run homer while Brian Bello went 8 innings, striking out 9. Alex Cora liked what he saw out of Bello. Here he is, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
That was amazing. That was fun to watch. Under control, pitch by pitch. He didn't get ahead, right? The sinker was good. The four-seamer was great. Changeup, slider was outstanding. His best outing in big leagues. Against a team that has given him trouble, he was able to keep him on balance, use the fastball enough to keep them honest, and it was outstanding.
Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Signature Farms boneless chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 64 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today is 72.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.